Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. This is James. How may I assist you, sir? Is this Mr. Fisher Price?
It is.
Are you busy, sir?
I have a few minutes. I'm on a break. We're doing fire training at the moment.
Okay, sir. Well, wonderful. Well, we would like to know, are you interested in receiving this wonderful prize that you have won?
Yeah, and like I said, I've been busy. I haven't gotten around to call back, which I know it sucks, but I put my position before I put money.
Well, I can only understand that you're a man of dignity, sir. All right?
I try to be.
Wonderful, sir. So what I'm going to explain to you now, sir, do you want your business to go public or private, sir? Because this is going to take a lot of time. So I think you should just let me call you this evening. What time are you leaving work?
Like I said, it's a volunteer position, so I'm not even sure if I'm going to have time. I have a specific time I'm supposed to leave, but if I get a call before that, we have no idea how long it's going to take, whatever it may be.
Well, I can tell that you are a good man, sir, and you pride your job very well, and I respect that, all right, because I pride my job very well, and I want the opportunity to meet you and make sure that when we leave, your story is a successful one, okay?
Well, I do have a slight problem. I have had a lot of people, I don't know if you've ever heard spoofing numbers, but they've been calling me claiming that they were from the Publisher's Clearinghouse, and I didn't believe them. But can you give me your callback information so I know for a fact that you?
Well, I did give you that last night when we spoke, right?
Like I said, I've spoken to so many people that pull this garbage, so as long as I know and I have a confirmation ID or something, I'm good to go.
So, okay, so you're saying that you've received a lot of solicitation, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And did you ever fall for any of those jokers?
No, I didn't. So that's why I'm hesitant on really talking to anybody, but you sound more familiar. I just need to have a callback number and your name, so we're good.
Well, that's very easy, sir. My name, you already know, it's James Franklin. The callback number that you can call back is 386.
Okay.
386, you have that?
I do.
319.
Okay.
5240.
All right. So, now that I have that, is there any confirmation that I need?
Yes, sir. What we're going to do, your money that you have won, you would have to confirm with the Bank of America in New York, which the company created an account under your name already with your money inside, and
okay.
They have a PIN number and a account number to give to you so that you can call the bank, the headquarters of Bank of America, to confirm, all right? So this is something totally different, sir.
So you said it was the Bank of America?
In the headquarters in New York, sir. That's
do
where
I,
your money
do
is going to
I need a number
be.
For them?
I am going to provide you with that. The bank is going to confirm me all those information so that I can provide you with it for you to call them. All right, sir?
Okay, that's great.
So we're not here to joke around. This is not a game, and this is not a host, and this isn't a rigmarole. You're indeed talking to a legitimate agent here at the PCH, all right?
You said rigmarole. I have not heard that in forever.
Well, I was raised by my grandma, sir, so pardon if I'm a bit old-fashioned.
Oh, no, I love old-fashioned. That's kind of the way I grew up. You're set in your own ways, and then if somebody tries to change your routine, you don't get happy.
That's true. That's true, sir. So,
are you going to give me the number to the bank or?
Well, as I said, that they will. I would have to contact them, and they will give us a confirmation email with all those information. All right.
Okay. Can you do me a huge favor?
Yes.
This number that you called me on only accepts phone calls, and I would be better texting so I'm not actually on the phone. So can I give you a phone number that you can text me on?
That will be great, sir.
Okay, let me know when you're ready to write it down, and then you can send me a test one, and I'll make sure I got it.
Wonderful, sir.
Whenever you're ready.
Let me get this down. Well, I'm ready, sir. Go ahead.